The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Stand by for Barracuda Bonus, a deep dive into tonight's game.
Despite not having their A game tonight, the Barracuda gave Colorado all they could handle, but ultimately the Eagles come up on top. An overtime winner from Matt Phillips after Pavel Regenda had tied it with the extra attacker late in regulation. Phillips wins it at 5:02, his first of the playoffs, finishes the game with a goal and an assist. Magna, the primary assist, and Ty Felliber gets the secondary assist. An incredible turn of events in overtime, Drew. Like you said, never seen it before. A goaltender leaves in overtime due to cramps. Carrier faces three shots. The third beats him far side. And the Colorado Eagles are now in the driver's seat in this series. They lead it 2-1.
So let's look at the negatives. The negatives are Colin White out for the most of the game, and I think we'll probably be doubtful for tomorrow. It's a guess on my part, but certainly he would have done everything to try to come back. Yaroslav Askarov, we're wondering what that situation, it looked like cramps. And the last one was that they did not play their best game. In fact, it was a game where this was the worst of the three. But on the positive side, worst of the three, and the Eagles were really going. They did a lot of things right, and still it took overtime and a mistake by the group that led to the 4-on-2. A nice pick by Magna on the defenseman allows the goal to go in on Carrier's first real hard shot that he had to face. So there's the positive is, again, you can play with this team. You are not the underdog. Even on you're not your best day, you were still right in the fight.
Yeah, this series far from over. And again, the Barracuda, they were outplayed for most of this game, yet they kept it close. They scored two unanswered goals. And in the overtime, they had a little pep in their step. They had some chances. Philip Biestead was probably the best of the opportunities, but they get the saves and they ultimately fall. Unfortunately, the Eagles get the saves and the Barracuda ultimately fall. But this series far from over. San Jose tomorrow will have to turn around with their season on the line and try to even things up to force a decisive game number 5. Well, let's recap this one. We talked about the Barracuda not necessarily having their A game, yet they kept it close. The start was really an Achilles heel early in the game. It was a big impact on the hockey game because we talked about the Barracuda having good starts. And you mentioned this is probably the worst game they played all playoffs.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And they fall behind early, and they had to dig their way out of it for the entirety of the game.
It's tough to win a game when you're always chasing it. And that's what they were doing for most of it. Give credit to the Colorado Eagles. The way they came out, they understood. They got that home crowd energy. They understood that they could feed off of that, and they did to start the game.
Yeah, just 1:59 into period number one. Ty Felliber will get a feed from Matt Phillips and beat goaltender Yaroslav Askarov short side to give Colorado a 1-0 lead in the opening 2 minutes of the hockey game. Some time and space looking to center, and it went through the crease. Slapped back down low by the Eagles. Centered in front, they score! Matt Phillips onto the tape of Felliber, and he beats Askarov stick side, and Colorado opens up the scoring just 1:59 into this first period. You mentioned Colorado on their toes early. They were all over the Barracuda, and they punched one through early.
They were physical. They were getting to the net. They were throwing pucks across the front of the net, to the net. They were getting the puck behind the net. They had the energy early, and the Cuda just weren't on their game early, and they weren't, especially defensively, they were running. They were watching the puck.
You wonder, crowd, environment,
yep,
elevation, all these different factors maybe played into it. But again, the Barracuda, a little bit sleepy at the wheel early in the hockey game, and Colorado would make them pay again late in the first. This time, Jason Magna able to clean up a loose puck that had clanked off the post. It just funneled through Askarov, hit the post. Magna reached out for it and tucked it inside the near post to give Colorado a 2-0 lead. Magna's third of this series. and it comes at 17:02 of the first.
Here's a shot, made its way through traffic by Felliber. He has the lone goal, save made Askarov. Pick back up Felliber, dug up high to the point. Ludvig holding, waiting, shooting, and it dribbles off the post, they score! Magna cleans up the loose puck, it's 2-0 Colorado.
Now that's one Askarov, most of the time, 9 out of 10 times, probably could clamp that, get a whistle. It's a nothing burger. Instead, it dribbles through him, and Magna tucks it home.
There was a little switch there. Jimmy Schultz went out high, made the finish on the check, and I think it was Zach Ostapchuk didn't react to cut to collapse to the net to take Magna away.
Well, this is where the positives come in for the Barracuda. Behind 2-0 after a period of play, no penalties called in the first, although there was some that could have probably been called and would have been called certainly in the regular season. No penalties called in the first. Then all of a sudden in the second, 5 combined power plays. Barracuda had to kill off Colorado's opportunities. They could ill afford to fall behind 3-0, and they did it. They killed off all three, and on their second power play of the game, Philip Biestad would beat goaltender Trent Miner on the short side to give the Cuda life and cut the deficit in half.
Back up top to the point. Colin Graff along for Luca Cagnoni. Biestad back for Graff. Give and go. Biestad serving. Drifts to the top of the circle. Shoots. He scores! Philip Biestad, a shot from the left side, beats Trent Miner shorthanded. That puck siphoning through, and the Barracuda have a power play goal, and they cut the deficit in half.
It was a period in which the Barracuda were getting outshot 8-1 at one point. They end up evening the shots at 11 apiece through the period, and they get a massive goal to turn the tide from Biestad.
They really did. They took the momentum from those penalty kills and turned it into their favors offensively. And it was a goal they desperately needed at that time.
Without a doubt, we would go to the third. Colorado up 2-1. But again, it felt like the Barracuda, because they were keeping the game close, they still had a chance to tie the score up. And they would. With their net empty, the extra attacker on, a scrambly play in front, and Pavel Regendu, who's come through time and time again during these playoffs, would lift one at 18:25 for Patrick Giles and Colin Graff, and we were all level at 2-2. The net shoots, that's blocked, and Miner trying to cover it. Where's the puck? The celebration is on. The light is not turned on. We are all tied at 2-2.
Referees made no indication that the puck had crossed the line, but the Cuda sure believe it, and by the reaction of the Colorado Eagles, it certainly looks like the Cuda have tied it up. Wow!
Celebration told us it went in. We couldn't tell. We're on the far side of the ice in our broadcast vantage point. Light didn't come on. Ref didn't get the indication. Saw the replay. It certainly went in, and we were all tied at 2-2.
And it was a couple of good plays. One with Luca Cagnoni did a great job keeping pucks in. The forwards worked hard. When there was pressure, they just throw it behind the net. They expanded the offensive zone, and Pavel Regenda, he goes to the net and makes it happen. Not once, twice. There was like 3 opportunities, and he put it in.
Barracuda find a way to tie the score up, and all of a sudden, momentum in their favor on the road. We would go to overtime for the second consecutive game. On Sunday, the Barracuda waited 27 seconds to win the game 2-1. Tonight, it would take a bit longer. A weird, weird turn of events, though, in that overtime session. All of a sudden, the puck was about to be dropped in the offensive zone, and Yaroslav Askarov makes his way over to the Barracuda bench. We thought for a moment it was maybe equipment-related, but he was interacting with Jaime Garcia, the athletic trainer, who gave him a small bottle of liquid, which we assume was some sort of hydrator, maybe even pickle juice. That wasn't going to work, though, because he ends up coming out of the game, looked like he was shaking out one of his knees, dealing with what we guess and assume is cramps. Shocking event, because it comes early in the overtime session after a 20-minute intermission.
Yeah.
So he comes out of the game. Gabe Carrier comes into the game in relief. You could see Carrier between whistles trying to stretch it out and get into the game. That's a tall order in overtime to try to win your team a hockey game. And unfortunately, bad play by the Cuda in the offensive zone leads to an odd man rush back the other way, and Matt Phillips, the hero, would put home the game winner.
Now Ahmet with it, and Ahmet is able to push it forward back to the neutral zone. Took a hit from Dewar. Eagles over the line. Phillips holding, shooting, score! Matt Phillips with the game-winning goal. 5 minutes and 2 seconds here in overtime.
Game-winning goal from Matt Phillips, well-placed, kind of against the grain, under the glove of goaltender Carrier, game-winner for the Eagles.
Remember when we were talking before the game about making the smart play instead of trying to make the play? Situation over by the boards. Daniil Gushin's got it, and Daniil's an offensive player. He wants to hold on to the puck, but three guys get to him. And instead of going over to help, the forwards, the other two forwards, I think it was Dewar and Giles, if I remember correctly, they spread away from him. You should be talking to Daniil at that time, just yelling to throw it deep, throw it deep, throw it deep. Puck gets closed off, or Gushin gets closed off on, puck gets going the other way, and the forwards changed. They didn't hustle back, but it became a 4-on-2, which in overtime is inexcusable. You've got to do whatever you can to come back. A nice pick ran by Megna, and that allowed the shot by Phillips.
Phillips game winner, 5:02. His first of the playoffs, finishes with a couple of points. Megna again in on the goal. Man, he has been a force in this series. The veteran captain, 35-year-old, getting it done, came into the game with 4 points in this series, and he finishes the game tonight with two more, so he's up to 6 points in three games. Megna had a goal and an assist in on the game winner. So Colorado now in the driver's seat, Drew. They lead the series 2-1. They can move on to round number 3 tomorrow with the victory. But if this series has taught us anything, the Barracuda can play with this team.
Yes.
Game 1, 6-3 final.
Yes.
That wasn't the story. Two empty netters. It was essentially a one-goal game. Game 2, Barracuda win it in overtime. Game 3, another overtime final. I think the key in my mind tomorrow for San Jose, and we talk about this all the time, they've got to be ready to go from the onset.
Yeah, it's tough to chase the game. The start is going to be very, very important. The crowd's going to be hyped up. The Eagles are going to be hyped up because they want to be able to close this series out. They don't want to take it to Sunday. The other aspect is what we're going to be able to look at, okay, who's coming in. Now, there are a lot of guys on this trip. Quentin Musty can step in. He's an offensive player. You've got Van Robois is available. You've got opportunities to put guys in the lineup. So even though you're missing Colin White, and that's a big miss, there are guys who will get an opportunity, and you have to look at it like that. It's a challenge, yes, but every challenge presents an opportunity to another player.
It's a great point. It did not look good for Colin White. Not return after that injury in the first period. Some friendly fire ran into his own teammate. We assume a knee if we were guessing, but not wanting to speculate. Certainly lower body, clearly, as he made his way off the ice in some major discomfort, hunched over, and did not return in the game. You mentioned some potential options. Lucas Van Robois seems like the easy one as a center iceman, but I wouldn't be surprised if other changes are made. Does Musty, as you noted, return? Does Chernyshov draw in for the first time in these Calder Cup playoffs? Barracuda scored 2 goals tonight. They've only scored 3 goals 1 time in the playoffs. That was in that loss against these Eagles in game number 1. They've got to find a way to score more offense. So do you lean on young players who, during their junior career at least, have proven they can do it, and they can do it in bunches?
Yes, because that's who they are. They're goal scorers. That's why they are now San Jose Sharks. That's why Mike Greer acquired them, give them the opportunity. And you know what? This is an opportunity where if you are a young player, these kids nowadays, they're not overwhelmed by the platform or the stage that they're on, because they've played in big games as junior, or in the K, or in Europe, or in NCAA. They've played on big stages. That doesn't rattle them. What will change is the speed of the game for them, but these are talented players. So if you got the opportunity and John McCarthy's looking for a shakeup and looking for some offense, he has to look. He's gotten a real no choice. He's got to look at some of the younger players.
It'll be very interesting what decisions are made. It is a do or die game number 4 coming up for the Barracuda tomorrow. Win or they go home and their season is over. Final tonight, Colorado wins it in overtime. Matt Phillips is the hero at 5:02 of the extra session. Final shots dead even at 30 apiece. 4-3 were the shots in favor of the Barracuda in the overtime session. The winning goaltender is Trent Miner. The losing goaltender is Gabe Carrier. Yeah. He comes into the game in relief. He lasted 2 minutes and 54 seconds. He suffers a loss. Again, Yaroslav Askarov left the game for what we believe was cramps in overtime. Just a shocking development, and unfortunately, Carrier, no fault of his own, ends up giving up the game-winning goal. So Colorado takes a 2-1 series lead. Game late tonight, 2 hours, 57 minutes, 5,089 sod, a full barn here in Colorado. A great atmosphere. Expecting another full house tomorrow.
And for the Barracuda, with their backs against the wall, we'll see if they can find a way to push it to a decisive game number five. That does it for our broadcast coverage. We'd like to thank everybody who tuned in, including our great viewing audience back at Callers in San Jose, those who watch on HLTV on Flow Hockey, and those who listened on the Sharks Audio Network. We sincerely appreciate it. A reminder, we're back on the air tomorrow for game number four, on the air at 5:35 Pacific with our pregame show and a scheduled 6:05 Pacific puck drop here from Loveland. Eagles take game number three, 3-2 overtime victory. Matt Phillips is the hero. For the great Drew Amenda, I'm Nick Nolenberger, saying so long and good night from Blue Arena. We'll talk to you all tomorrow.
This broadcast has been a presentation of the San Jose Barracuda, proud AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks.